going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day, May 22nd, 2019, that the biographical film Rocket Man, starring Taron Egerton as Elton John, debuted in movie theaters. I loved that movie. You know, I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater. I need to see it again. I thought it was awesome. And this is Taron Egerton doing Elton John. I thought he did a remarkable job of looking like Elton John. And sounding like Elton John, he did the music in the movie. And this is his song, Rocket Man. I'm not Rocket Man. This is his song, Crocodile Rock. But, yeah, this was all about Elton John. And it's an inspiring story because Elton John had gone into a period of drug and alcohol abuse. And very honest about that in the movie. And he got out of that and got through it and has just talked about how performing has never been better. So for those of you who are struggling with drugs and alcohol, I want you to know that Elton John is one of the many people, like Nikki Sixx, too, who have talked about how once they got sober and clean, life was so much better for them. Life was so much better. And performing was so much better. So there are many reasons to not allow that stuff to kill you, because it eventually will. But yeah, I was really impressed with Taron Egerton because he did the singing in the movie and did a great job. Let's go to the WFUL newsroom, and Courtney Fee joins us. Hey, Courtney.
Hey there, Scoot.
Man, I haven't talked to you in a while. Slim wants to talk to her? All right, Slim wants to talk to you. We'll go to that in just a moment. How are you doing?
Oh, doing very well. The school year's over, yeah. So that's
I know.
That's a plus.
But I know we've both been busy, and I haven't talked to you on the air recently, and I think about it every time, and I know you're sometimes busy in between what you're doing, and I can't actually get to you. But, you know, I was thinking about you, and I was talking about the flying cars. And, you know, what an interesting report it would be if you talk about, say, a backup on the 610, and then the skies are crowded heading out to Metairie.
If I have to report 610 and Sky 10, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, on the Sky 10. That's cool. On the Sky 10, the Sky 10, the Sky 610.
Yes. You're going to want to stay on the ground. Sky 10 is a mess. Yeah.
The thing that I think about is, you know, we don't trust these people driving. I don't trust them flying.
And could you imagine in rain in the air?
Oh my God. I know. Apparently, who's you have to have your pilot's license, so that's good news.
I mean, finding people to, you know, do traffic and, like, you know, parking and things like that, enforcement. Could you imagine having to have air enforcement?
Really? I know. And then there'd be some kind of, because there would be rules in the air as well.
Mm-hmm.
No doing this, no doing that, reckless flying.
Yeah, double cloud parking.
FWI, flying while intoxicated. You know there's going to be that.
The possibilities are endless.
Yes, they are. How you been doing?
Doing very well. Baby girl's looking forward to the summer. She started her cabbage ball and nice. Knocking the ball lights out. So, yeah, we're doing well.
All right. How's mama doing?
Doing very good. She comes out and she's like kind of fussy the entire game, but then she goes up to Koi and gives her a big hug. And so it's
good. All right. Well, it's great to talk to you. And just I love having you on the show. And thanks for being there.
Absolutely.
All right. Courtney P. with more news, I guess, coming up here. All right. Let's wait. Courtney, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, listen, Slim wants to talk to you for just a moment. So, Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. And you're on with Courtney P. Slim?
Hey there, Slim.
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Courtney P?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I say these people know how to drive. And stuff. I say these people know how to drive out here.
No, drive or fly. So I'm afraid of both.
Because, yeah, people make it mad driving.
Mm-hmm. You have to stay calm, stay centered, and just breathe. You're doing well, Slim.
I'm going to tell you a joke, Kurt. You want to hear a joke?
Okay. Is it clean? You can tell it on the air, Slim?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Tell me the joke. Tell us the joke.
So why the chicken skid across the road?
Why'd the chicken cross the road? I don't know.
Why the chicken scared? Because he is going to get ran over by a car, hit by a car.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Slim, it's dangerous out there. You got to be careful crossing the street. All right, Slim, listen, you take care. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you had a chance to talk to Courtney P.
Got a question and stuff. I said, what's she doing for Memorial Day? Courtney, what you doing for Memorial Day?
I am taking my daughter out to celebrate. She got some really good honors at the end of the school year. Other than that, I'm staying in the shade.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I hope you enjoy, Slim, and it was great talking to you.
Same to you.
All right, Slim, you have a good day. All right, listen, Courtney.
Yes.
He talked to you more than he's ever talked to me. He likes you.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's okay. No, you made his day. Slim's a regular caller to the show, and he calls in, and I love to be nice to him, and I know it makes his day to call in, but you know he picks up on different people, and he's picked up on you, so he had a lot to say to you, and I thought that was really cool.
Oh, absolutely, and best wishes to Slim.
All right, thanks, Courtney. All right, let's go to James. That was cool. Let's go to James in Metairie. Hey, James, thanks for hanging on.
Well, hi, Scoot. Thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the 55 years of broadcasting.
Thank you.
Please don't go anywhere. This is your home. We need you here. You're the best afternoon radio companion we could have.
Thank you.
Concerning these air cars, in Los Angeles, you know, when these things start showing up around here, you know there's going to be the inevitable accidents, some of them involving an inability, like you said, to come out of a stall. So Morris Part's going to have a new slogan for us.
All right, let's hear it.
One stall, one stall, that's all.
I love it, James. I love it. You know, all these lawyers that are involved in car accidents, they're going to have to figure out a way to get in the sky.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you've been in it, I love that, James. Thanks for calling. Yeah, if you've been in a plane crash, one call, that's all. If you're in a plane crash, count on Dudley DeBosier. What are some of the others? Handle It All, and you know, the list goes on. All right, let's go to Charlie in Lafayette. Hey, Charlie.
Scoop?
Yes.
I was listening to you yesterday, didn't get on, but I think a lot of these people, you know, in that right wing blogosphere are not very fair to you. You're a very fair man. I remember once someone attacked Noel Norman, and you defended Noel to the end, and you know, one of the left wingers did that. So you're a class act all the way.
Well, Charlie, I appreciate that, and I just, you know, it's just interesting how America is today, and I don't like it. I don't mind passionate, differing opinions. I don't mind that at all. But it's the hate. And you know, I love the people that post something on like Scooter, yeah, or Facebook or Instagram, and they say, yeah, how come you only talk about Trump? Man, it would take me two pages to mention all the things we talk about in any one show. It is never just about the president.
Absolutely. And the thing is, I wanted to bring up before I left, the Republican, the people in Trump administration embarrassed themselves. First of all, Kristi Noem, who didn't know what the meaning of habeas corpus was. The IRS guy that's the nominator didn't know that he was selling fraudulent tax credits, and he didn't know that the president couldn't go after the IRS. Marco Rubio says he knew nothing about the meme coin dinner. The first he'd ever heard of it. He's lying, you know. You just have all these people on there. RFK Jr. They embarrass themselves. I mean, and yeah, even the attorney that charged that congresswoman, a bogus charge. You know what her law experience is? Being a lawyer for a storage center. And, you know, that was her experience, and she lost the case with E. Jean Carroll. And now today Trump is saying Harvard can't enroll foreign students, but the courts just stopped him down. And I think the Republicans know they're going to lose the House in 2026 with that bill that all those guys that voted for, they're going to be sacrificing themselves now. But Trump doesn't care. He doesn't care about the Republican Party.
No, he doesn't. He cares about himself. I really think the midterm elections are going to be very, very, very interesting. Charlie, always a pleasure. I'm glad you called the show. Thanks for tuning in Lafayette. I don't know if we've gotten any text messages. I'll have to ask Egan about this later. But nobody's called in to explain why the president of the United States used a fake picture to depict people and mass killings, genocide of white farmers in South Africa. Why did he use a fake picture? And now we're learning that the story is fake, that the killings of white farmers is not related to race. It's just part of the violence in South Africa. And if a white farmer is killed, it's usually as a result of robbery or things like that. So it's a fake story, and he's pushing this story in front of South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. And he's sitting right there. But why did the president use a fake picture? It wasn't people in South Africa. It was people in another country. What would be the reason for that? He's got a lot of aides around him. All right, if you've got a comment, in fact, by the way, I just posted a video here from the story. I just posted a video on Substack. Scoot on the Air Substack just posted a video about this, and you can go there, comment on it, and I invite you to become a subscriber to Substack, and those of you who are subscribers will get a little more than everybody else. Hey, since this is the day that Rocket Man was first released in 2019, just a great movie about Elton John, here's another song that Taron Egerton did, and, you know, I think he sounds enough like Elton John to have made the movie very, very reasonable. He wasn't lip-syncing. He was actually singing the songs. So this isn't Elton John. This is Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in the movie. I'm Scoot. And listen to this going to break. And we'll be right back on Debbie.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
WL. Somebody wanted to know, okay, well, what is Substack? Substack is a new social. Well, it's not that new, but it's relatively new. It's new to a lot of you. There's a different audience on Substack, and I appreciate that. And yeah, I can say a lot on Substack that I can't say on the air, but it is still a reflection of our show here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. So I don't understand why some teams were against the tush push in the NFL. And the teams have come together at the owners' meetings, and they decided to end the ban. They threw out the ban. There was a proposed ban on the tush push. That has been thrown out. The tush push continues. It's a play. I mean, the linemen use their strength to push the other linemen out of the way. So pushing somebody over the goal line doesn't seem like it's that out of the ordinary. So I don't know why there was any criticism of the tush push. You know, look, things are ramping up for the Saints. Jake Haener was injured, so he's apparently out for a little while, at least until, I think, training camp. So it's really coming down right now to Shuck and Spencer Rattler, and we'll see what happens there. I can't wait to see Spencer Rattler with the full team, because when he played, he just did not have the full team. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The big, beautiful bill is out of the House and headed for the U.S. Senate.
House Republicans have narrowly pushed through President Trump's multi-trillion dollar tax breaks package. Speaker Mike Johnson says it's been a rough go.
There was a few moments over the last week when it looked like the thing might fall apart.
But the GOP united, and after last-minute concessions to hold out conservatives and warnings from President Trump, the House passed the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill by a single vote.
This is one big, ugly bill.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This reckless, regressive, and reprehensible GOP tax scam,
which he says will strip health care from millions of Americans in exchange for giving tax breaks to the wealthy. The bill now goes to the Senate, where the president's urging fast passage. But long talks are ahead, and the Senate hopes to wrap up its version by July 4th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as an American citizen, I feel left out when it comes to these tax bills. I rarely feel like there's anything that benefits me. And I'm sure many of you feel the same way.
All right. I thought we didn't like big bills.
Yeah, I thought we didn't like this kind of stuff. But no, if it's this president that a lot of people like it, but, you know, there's a lot of BS in this, and a lot of people who don't need it are going to get big breaks. But that's very typical. And it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. It happens the same on both sides. All right. Some of the drastic DOGE cuts from the first few months of the year in the administration, they're being rolled back by the court system.
The U.S. Institute of Peace has retaken control of its headquarters 2 days after a federal judge said that the firing of its board and employees by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency was illegal. The Institute's acting president, George Moose, entered its headquarters Wednesday with private security for the first time since being escorted off the premises. The first attempt by DOGE to take over the headquarters led to a standoff. Members of Musk's DOGE group returned days later with the FBI and District of Columbia Metropolitan Police to help them gain entry. Moose says the goal now is to get back to work. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You know, they can say all they want that Elon Musk is not part of Doge, but it's too late. I mean, he was part of Doge, and he was there. In fact, he's kind of disappeared, and I knew there was going to be a time, and I told you this, I knew there was going to be a time when Elon Musk was stealing too much of the spotlight. Plus, Elon Musk has realized that his public visibility in politics has hurt him business-wise. I mean, he still has a ton of money, but he's been kind of moved out of the way, and he's kind of moved out of the way himself. But he was involved in this. And what this tells me by this these things being rolled back by the courts, it tells me is that there was just a haphazard mentality about just doing this and doing that and just wiping out certain things. And you can't tell me that Doge, which is all about government efficiency, it's all about cutting back on government spending. You can't tell me that this is real when the president accepts the jet and it's going to cost at least $1 billion to retrofit the jet to become Air Force One. So there's so much waste that it doesn't make sense that you want to actually believe the BS about, well, we're saving money, we're cutting all these jobs, but then they find other ways to spend money. It's a mess. Well, the education department has been saved, for now.
A federal judge is blocking President Trump's executive order to shut down the education department. The ruling from a Boston court orders the department to reinstate employees fired in mass layoffs, which a lawsuit had said amounted to an illegal shutdown of the department. The ruling comes a day after Education Secretary Linda McMahon testified at a House hearing and got an earful from Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, who accused her of illegally freezing funds authorized by Congress and taking other steps to gut the department.
You are usurping Congress's authority and infringing on Congress's power of the purse, and you will continue to lose these battles in the courts.
The Trump administration says the layoffs are aimed at efficiency, not shuttering the department, which it recognizes only Congress can do. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I love doing news briefs here because, you know, we can do whatever the hell we want. Two staff members of the Israeli embassy were killed in a shooting last night near the Jewish Museum in D.C.
Police in Washington, D.C. say two staff members of the Israeli embassy were gunned down as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum Wednesday night. Israel's foreign minister identifies the victims as Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram. Witness John Ellison tells Sky News he saw a man walk up to the couple near the Jewish Museum, and then he heard gunshots.
And he ran inside and yelled something. I couldn't make it out what he said. He just ran up. It was terrible.
At a news conference carried by WJLA, Yahiel Leiter, Israeli ambassador to the United States, said Leshinsky and Milgram would have been planning a life together had they not been killed.
The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem.
The suspect is identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. Police say as he was taken into custody, he shouted, "Free, free Palestine." Donna Water, Washington.
I still think hate for Jews in general, something that was part of the KKK, is irrational in this country. The U.S. Mint is moving forward with plans to get rid of the penny.
Penny collectors, beware. The U.S. Mint is moving forward with plans to kill the coin. The U.S. Mint made its final order of penny blanks and is planning to stop producing the coin when those run out. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump announced that he had ordered his administration to stop production of the 1-cent coin. A Treasury Department employee says they're expected to save about $56 million through reduced material costs by stopping penny production. Fans of the penny say its usefulness in charity drives and relative bargain in production costs make it worth saving. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
All right, five pennies make a nickel. Nobody's talking about getting rid of the nickel. So you got five pennies, you got a nickel. I don't get it. I mean, I know they're kind of annoying in some ways, but again, five pennies adds up. All right, the Supreme Court was deadlocked on a case that would have had massive implications from our founding fathers' vision of the separation of church and state.
The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma cannot be funded with public money. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma had wanted taxpayers to fund St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, and it would have been the nation's first religious charter school. But opponents said allowing public funding would blur the separation between church and state, take money from public schools, and possibly upend the rules of governing charter schools in almost every state. The justices' vote was 4-4. Justice Amy Coney Barrett didn't explain why she was absent from the vote, but she is good friends with a law professor who's been an advisor to the school. The issue could go before the high court in the future. Donna Warder, Washington.
All right, there was more, I guess we could call it, interesting testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Rapper Kid Cudi testified that Diddy broke into his home and then torched his car.
Kid Cudi's turn on the witness stand in Sean Diddy Combs' trial comes after George Kaplan, a former personal assistant to Combs, finishes testifying about cleaning up alcohol, drugs, and baby oil after sex marathons. Last week, Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie testified Diddy threatened to blow up Kid Cudi's car and hurt him after he learned she was dating the rapper, known for songs like Day and Night.
Day and Night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
Prosecutors are looking for Kid Cudi to bolster their claims of racketeering against Combs, who they say ran a criminal enterprise built on threats and violence. He denies the charge along with sex trafficking charges. At federal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, and at the Diddy trial, the jury saw images for the first time showing his ex-girlfriend injuries that were apparently caused by Diddy. And an exotic dancer known as the Punisher. Yeah, okay. And now we welcome to the main stage, the Punisher. Yeah, I'm giving her a couple of bucks. Okay, she told, at the trial, she told the jury that Diddy paid her $2,000 to take part in a freak-off with Combs and his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Shayra Hayes, 51 years old, said he poured baby oil all over himself and Cassie during the scene. And this happened at the Trump International Hotel in New York City in 2012. Now, look, I'm assuming Trump didn't know about this. So this is no reflection on Donald Trump. Combs watched apparently the whole thing while he took care of his own business. See, I know some of you have just picked up the kids from school, those who are still in school, so I want to be gentle about this. Diddy Combs watched the whole thing as he took care of business himself, wearing a veil to disguise his identity. Cuckoo. And that's it for Look at Scoot's news briefs. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming back with your calls here on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1976, Paul McCartney and Wings started 5 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles chart with this song, Silly Love Songs. I always thought this was just a silly love song. It was Paul McCartney's fifth number one hit since he left the Beatles. And he was teased by movie critics and his friend and former bandmate, John Lennon. Paul McCartney was teased for writing fluffy songs. So he wrote this song in response. And never one of my favorite Paul McCartney songs, but it's interesting that he wrote this in response to the critics. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Last night, the game, the NBA playoffs, the game between the Knicks and the Pacers was incredible. I'm disappointed. I'm a Knicks fan. I want the Knicks to go on and win. The Knicks lost in overtime. Neesmith with the Pacers was just killing the three-pointers. I mean, it was amazing. It was a three-point game. Knicks were leading by 3 points with like 13.9 seconds left. Last shot by the Pacers, it bounced off the goal, bounced up over the backboard, and dropped in. 125 to 125 going to overtime. And the Pacers went on a 20-6 run in 2.5 minutes. The Knicks could not inbound the ball properly. They missed two big shots, and the Pacers won it 138 to 135. They won at Madison Square Garden. That hurts. And, man, the defense by the Pacers toward the end was awesome. But I'm for the Knicks, so hope they win the next few games. We're not going to get to this topic today. It'll be a great topic for Free for All Friday. If you're single in New Orleans, you're not alone. And also, we're not going to get to this topic, the secret lives of Mormon wives. You know, the justification of using God's word to take more than one wife is a reminder that people use the Bible for their own purposes. Let's go to Wayne and Hammond. Wayne, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How y'all been doing?
Good.
Look, I want to say, a lot of times when Biden first got in office back in 1921, we had a big tax increase and a big spending bill, and our country went down. Now Trump's in there. I'm not a big fan of him or most of the stuff he does, but the tax cuts does help the rich people start spending more money. They invest in their companies. They start hiring more people. The thing about the tax cuts, if they start hiring more people, you got more people putting money into the tax system, and that's how they make profit. You know, that's how the tax thing works when you get a tax cut. But when you got, if they wouldn't have done this tax bill, taxes were going to go up soon. I don't know how much, 68% or something like that, but I don't believe it. But taxes were going to go up some kind of way. But with tax cuts, it does help the people in the way. Because the last time when Trump was in office, I got like an extra $75 a week when I made overtime and all because of the little extra money we made. I didn't make much, but it helped.
Hey, money's money. Look, Wayne,
like a little raise.
Yeah, you know, all that sounds great on paper. And look, I hope you're right. I hope it works out that way. But I'm never so sure that it will. Rain Man's on the North Shore. Hey, Rain Man, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, bro?
Good. How'd you get the name Rain Man?
That's my nickname when I worked at the shipyard in Avondale before they closed it down.
Are you a smart guy?
I'm average, Scoot, but that's the way it goes, brother.
Okay, all right, go ahead, Rain Man.
But anyway, Scoot, let me tell you something, though. I was sorry to hear about Kyle Lacey, the wide receiver for LSU. They said he accidentally killed two people, people, and then he committed suicide. But nobody never talked about it, Scoot. But I'm a big LSU fan. My daughter went there. She graduated at LSU. But the main thing I wanted to tell people out there is that when you have accidents in life and you might hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, and I'm just sorry he committed suicide because life still go on, Scoot. And I'm sorry he committed suicide because he'd have been the number one draft card. And then when he didn't see that happen, They said he committed suicide because what accident he had when he killed two people. But I want to tell people, Scoot, we all got tragedy in life, but life still go on. And you might not get accomplished what you want to accomplish when you have accidents or things in life change your whole life. But I want to tell people that still follow God, Christ, Holy Spirit, Scoot. And they'll be just fine, but don't commit suicide. That's a short way out, and yeah. God don't want you to do that, brother.
Well, and Rain
that's
Man,
what I want to tell people. Scoot.
I appreciate that call. It's always sad when that happens. And you know, I'm gonna quote my friend Rick Springfield. Rick Springfield told me once, in talking about his suicide attempt, he said, "Scoot, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem." So. It's not the right way to go. Sam's in Gretna. Sam, I got time for a quick comment.
Yes, Goose. I could relate to what Rayman's saying. I'm glad he got on ahead of me. Quick couple music updates, not to circumvent Jimmy's authority. Bummer, okay. I hope I didn't jinx this. I was going to go. Frankie Valli in the Sanger is canceled. I don't know if he's sick or not enough tickets or something. Also, Hart is coming to Baton Rouge on the 18th.
Yes, I know. That's going to be a fun concert.
Now, the flying car thing, I'm sorry, we're rewriting history here. Everyone knows that General Lee was the first flying car, but they're trying to rewrite because of the rebel flag thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's going on there. The main reason I'm calling to congratulate you on your career, it's ironic that I was listening to Ruby when you were his producer,
yeah,
and he was so funny because you never know if he was serious or joking. And a lot of, he would say something, and then 5 minutes later, you bust out laughing.
Yeah.
All right. So it's so cool. I was listening to Scoot when you started yesterday. Don't let them people. I was going to call in and congratulate you yesterday.
Well, thanks.
And almost tuned out. Not because I didn't. You know, not because of your rant and raving. It bothered me so much hearing you that damn upset. Don't let them get to you.
Usually I don't let that happen, but once in a while, I mean, I'm human, and once in a while, somebody gets to me, but it's not often. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1971, the Rolling Stones released the album Sticky Fingers. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, Sticky Fingers was the number one album in the country on this day in 1971, and they used Andy Warhol, the pop artist Andy Warhol, to design the cover. It had an actual zipper. A zipper on the jeans and a buckle that actually worked. And I remember, you know, back in those days, I'm playing music on the radio and they had the album, and I pull out the album, and yeah, there was a working zipper on the cover, Sticky Fingers. Yeah, so look, boomers have no right to be too critical of a younger generation, because boomers had their share of suggestive stuff. The album Sticky Fingers with a zipper on the cover. I'm Scoot. We'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Free for All Friday and the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. Nobody called up and said why the president would show a fake picture about a fake story in front of the president of South Africa. It's very interesting. Hey, Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Steve Geller coming up next. You'll hear from defensive coordinator Brandon Staley in the Sound Bank, presented by First American Bank. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Courtney P, traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. Join me on Facebook, Instagram, and if you really want to support me in the show, become a subscriber on the platform Substack. Love you, New Orleans.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.